Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, where do foreigners stay while they're volunteering in Israel? Sarah Wieck is from Germany and currently lives in a small town on the Baltic Sea, not far from Rostock. Last week, she returned home from a two-week stint volunteering with Israel's Sar'el program. This week, she's speaking with us about her experience and her love for Israel.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Sarah. It's a real pleasure. First, I would like it if you could tell us a little bit about your own background, where you're from, and what your relationship was with Judaism when you were growing up.
Yeah, I'm from northern Germany, the former East Germany, close to the Baltic Sea. And I'm not from a Jewish family. When I grew up, I didn't know much about Judaism. But my first time visiting Israel was in 1991. It was very interesting and very touching. And I started learning Hebrew then a little bit. And I visited over the years from time to time Israel. And I remember 2014, there was another war. There was a lot of rockets. And in the same year, in February, I've been to Israel with my son. Then it was a very nice experience. But then came this war. And after and during the war, I decided to learn Hebrew and Yiddish. And later on, I continued learning Yiddish in Weimar. At the Yiddish summer festival. Within the festival, take place a Yiddish workshop, learning Yiddish classes.
What caused you to go to Israel for the first time in 1991?
As my friend, Berit, she wanted to go. Actually, I wanted to go to India. It was the first opportunity for us to go to another country outside Europe. Because I grew up in the eastern part of Germany, and we were not allowed to travel the world, only the eastern bloc, the eastern, like Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, but not other countries in the world. So it was my first country where I saw palm trees. It was amazing. Yeah, my friend suggested this, and yeah, we did it. And I remember I was once in, during this first visit, we have been to Rosh HaNikra at the very north on the Lebanon border, and we visited sunset. And a little boy, maybe he was 12 years old, he took my hand and he said, isn't it amazing? This is nice, this is beautiful, the sunset. All the time remembering this moment. Maybe it was the start, I don't know, it could be.
Can you tell us a little bit about where you live now and the Jewish community there?
Yes, I'm living so close to the Baltic Sea. The town Rostock is the next bigger town with 180,000 inhabitants, and I'm happy we have a small Jewish community. Most come from Ukraine and Russia, East Europe, and we speak. Russian, mostly Russian, German, and Hebrew. I have now one friend, he's from Israel. So today we talked even Hebrew. It's a very nice community. A lot of concerts and gathering and celebrating.
Did you actually convert?
Not yet. I'm in the process.
And how did you become interested in Yiddish?
At the first I wanted to learn Hebrew, but it was a little bit difficult. And I already knew some other languages. And I thought, so maybe it's good to try, because Yiddish is not so difficult for German speakers. Only the Hebrew letters I had to learn. And it's a language, it's very close to the heart. That's very touching. I like this language so much. And there are a lot of songs I already knew before I started learning Yiddish.
Let's talk about your recent experience in Israel. You just got home from 2 weeks volunteering. When did you decide to volunteer? Before or after October 7th?
It was before. It was in June, in the month of June. I just came back for a short visit in Israel. From Europe, it's not so far. It takes only 4 hours to reach to Israel. And I was already this year, I was doing Purim. I was 1 week in Israel or a little bit more. And then I went over the weekend to visit my friends. And after I'm coming back, I thought maybe it would be nice to do something else, to work, so I can speak Hebrew every day and doing something more meaningful than just visiting and holiday. So I decided in June to register for this Sahel program.
Did the attack on October 7th influence your decision in any way or influence your trip in any way?
It did, because all the flights were canceled. I have had two flights with Ryanair. Both had been canceled. But I was so upset because of the situation, what happened, and how people reacted all over the world. I was not happy about this. And so I thought I have to look for another ticket. And I booked again with LL. And for me, it was a little bit hard to be in Europe. And I could not do anything, just sitting at home and visiting, watching TV, or listening to the news. And when I reached Israel, I felt better than to be in Europe
Because you were doing
compared to.
something.
Doing something.
How did you hear about that organization, about Sarel?
It was many years ago, I can't remember, maybe 5 years ago, or maybe even 10 years ago, I read about Sahel, I think in a newspaper, in a Jewish newspaper. And I just remembered this program. I checked in internet, and then I registered.
So, how did you go about doing this? Did you contact them directly?
They have a web page, a website, and I registered on the website. Then there are some requirements to send your CV and medical examination, and you need an insurance and something from the police, letter of good conduct. And at the end, there was an interview. And I got a letter from the Kehillah, from our Jewish community, letter of recommendation.
When you arrived in Israel, did they meet you at the airport? And then where did you go?
I went to Berlin, and there was Israeli security check at the check-in. And we talked Hebrew, and they asked me what I plan to do in Israel. And I told the officer that I'm Midna David, I'm volunteering. And it was they asked me if I have an Israeli passport, Israeli ID, but I don't have. And at the airport, when I arrived at the airport, it was Thursday evening. I arrived 3 days before the actual meeting took place. The actual meeting was on Sunday morning at 10. The meeting was at 10 o'clock at the airport, and we are gathering. Then they checked if we are on the list, and we went to a bus, and they brought us to a military base. It was not far from Tel Aviv or from the airport. And we got uniforms, and in the afternoon we have started to work.
Yeah, I was surprised to see the picture of you with a uniform. Did you work directly with the IDF?
The organizers, then civil employees of IDF. We worked together with civil employees of IDF, but the soldiers we met all the every day during lunch and dinner, and we were somehow together with IDF.
You said you were at a military base. Can you tell us what that was like, where you slept, and how was the food?
The food was Mizrahi, and I like it so much. It was very good, the food. I had to take care not to eat too much. And we have had rooms I shared with, also it was another lady in my room. She was actually a Christian from Arizona. And accommodation was also very good. To the workplace, it was very close, maybe 80 meters or 100 meters. Everything was close by. during the first week. The second week was another military base close to Beersheba. And then sleeping, we went to a place that's called Ha'an HaShayirot. It's in a desert close to Mitzpah Ramon in the Negev desert.
Did they give you some kind of training at the beginning for whatever you were going to do?
No, there were no training. Was not necessary because everybody was so eager to do something or so enthusiastic, and everyone was looking for work by her or himself. And it was not so difficult, the work.
What did you do? What kind of work did you do?
The first week we packed medical supply, like syringes, medication, or such things, what the medics need. This was the first week in big boxes, and it was assortment of all things they need. And you have to seal it, so big packages to pack in smaller packages.
Tell us about the other people you were working with, how many people and how old they were, where they were from.
Mm-hmm. The first day I worked with Rochelle from New York. Many have been from the United States. But the second week we also got from Hungary, a group from Hungary. One was from Portugal. A lot of French people I met. Czechia, England, Switzerland, from Austria. Actually from many parts of different parts of the world.
Were they all different ages?
Now, the oldest one, she was, I think, 78 years old.
And the youngest?
The youngest, maybe 20, 22. And then it was so nice. All the time came other people from Yerushalayim, from Modi'in. Israeli civilians came also to support. And it was very interesting. We have had every day someone else, and we talked. And even I got an invitation for Shabbat. I'm so glad we made friends. And
did everybody speak Hebrew?
Yes, it was very useful to know Hebrew, because at the first week, the employees were Israelis, a lot of the employees, civil employees, and we all the time talked Hebrew, and even listening music, it was nice music. I love so much Israeli music, and the different kinds of Ashkenazi or Mizrahi music. I like Mizrahi music. And I met the Adi. He likes the same kind of music like me. And one day he said, only Sarah likes my music.
Were there people in the group who had volunteered before, or was it the first time for everybody?
No, it was some, maybe, I don't know, 10 times before, or they're volunteering for long, many years. Some they did this many years, a lot of years, maybe 10 years or even longer. I think the most of them already volunteered, and many of them are continuing to volunteer.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because you stayed for 2 weeks. Did you choose to stay for 2 weeks, or could you stay as long as you wanted?
I could not stay longer because I have something to do here in Germany. The family things I have to do, and I have to continue with my business. But some other people, they already retired, and they could choose to stay longer, and they did. They are staying longer and prolonging to be a volunteer.
Tell us what you took away from the experience, and do you think you will do it again?
Yeah, for sure. I want to do this again, for sure. And it was so good, this togetherness, so many Jews and even Christians from all over the world. And it's a good feeling. And it was so nice to be together. And also the talk, and we talked about religion and politics. And actually, we are not allowed to talk about politics and religion, but everybody did. But it was a nice experience. We all shared actually almost the same opinion. That's also good. So to find like minds. And it was better to be there in Israel than to be here in Europe, actually. And I felt, I felt more safe in Israel.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us that we might have left out?
Yeah, it's like this. The program is going from Sunday to Thursday. Thursday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We were brought back to Tel Aviv for the weekend. And the first weekend I went to Tiberia to visit some friends. And the second week I went to Kiryat Tivon, visiting another friend. So the weekends everybody can do what she or he wants to do.
So on the weekends, if they take you to Tel Aviv, is there a place for you to stay, or you just do whatever you want to do?
Yeah, it was also very touching. As I like, when I'm going to Israel, I always go to Avraham Hostel. These are shared rooms. Mostly I go alone, travel alone, and then I can get to know someone else to talk, and it's not boring, and I don't feel alone. And this time around, it was very touching. There were families from this house, displaced families, which not can be at home right now because it's not safe. And there were so many children, and then sometimes it was very sad to hear what parents are talking, that they have some in their family had to feel they were kidnapped by Hamas. We've been together with in this hostel, and in month of June and month of March, during Purim, I was already there, also there in this hostel, and it was totally different. So many tourists from all over the world have been there, and now it's totally changed. And even Tel Aviv, it used to be busy and a lot of tourists, and now it's a little bit sad. And when I came to Elbe Land, after landing or arriving at the airport, there's a long way if you're going to the baggage claim or to the passport control, and there are on both sides a picture of all these hostages, and it's very sad. It's hard not to cry, and it's the same if someone is going back. It's the same. It's very hard.
Let's hope that it's resolved soon.
Yeah, I will not so soon. Yeah, it's very hard. Mm-hmm. I hope. Yeah, we hope. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.